And then Jesus said some stuff that matters for us this morning. He said, you've heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who's evil. That's hard. Does that mean I'm supposed to just let them off? If anyone, so this is Matthew chapter 5, and so I'm at verse 38 is where I started reading. So if you have a Bible and you wanted to read it, you could. You've heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And verse 40 of chapter 5 says, if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. You've heard that it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. So what is our Heavenly Father, our perfect Heavenly Father, doing about this? People in the face doing things unjustly and dealing with the injustice of it. Right? So God is the protector of all the people he made laws to benefit. Right? And he said, so killers need to be dealt with. And people who injure other people need to be dealt with. And I am giving you the laws so that you can do my will on earth as it is in heaven and deal with these people. And Jesus came and he said, that is my Father. The Old Testament God is my Father. And Scripture will tell us God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So there's not Old Testament God, New Testament God. And he did say these things, and he did say to deal with it. And then Jesus shows up, and he says, the way for you to be like me, because I'm like my Father, is that when people do these horrible things to you, for you to take it and not escalate it. Did you do that? Well, I'll do that to you. Oh, you do that to me? Well, I'll do that to you. To absorb it is the teaching of Jesus Christ. Everybody stands convicted by law. And here we are. Eventually, if you slice it, if you're honest, and if you measure all of it, there's nobody on the side of righteousness except Jesus Christ. And all of us are on this side of law. So it's a guess that there's no murderers in the room, but maybe, right? Depending on your definition of life, that might affect how you feel in here today. But Jesus came and he suffered the penalty of all sin on the cross and died as sin and was buried and rose again. So drawing your attention to this particular one little line, well, three lines. The person whose ox goes and kills somebody, right? If ransom is imposed on him, then he shall give for the redemption of his life whatever is imposed on him. So whatever you've done, okay, not the ox guy anymore, but any of us here in this room, whatever you've done, death penalty if it resulted in killing or cursing or striking, right? If a ransom is imposed on him, he shall give for the redemption of his life whatever is imposed on him. What do you have to give in exchange for your life if you have the death penalty on you? You know, do you have more? I mean, gold is all going to get flushed away. All I have is my righteousness. But if there's a ransom, you give that. You be dealt with according to the same rule. Everybody's fair, male, female, slave, free, Jew, Gentile. And then we get into the writings of Paul. Look what he said. There is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. When Jesus was born, Luke tells us about the prophet Simeon, who comes and blesses the child, and after him, Anna comes, and you usually hear this in the Christmas telling of the story. And Anna came, and she was advanced in years, and she had lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, so she had been like the way I think we look at nuns or something. She had been always in the temple all of her life. And then she came up at that very hour, and she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And she was like, "Ah, this is the Messiah." That's from Luke chapter 2, verse 38. You can find that. The reference that Paul wrote is 1 Timothy chapter 6. Christ gave himself as a ransom for all. In Luke chapter 21, beginning at verse 25, we look at the end of time when Jesus returns, as it's shared. And listen to this in verse 25 of Luke chapter 21. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. The return of Jesus Christ, who referred to himself as the Son of Man, the reference of Jesus Christ there to Daniel chapter 7, When the Messiah comes back, your redemption is drawing near. And it's coming from this law that we toil through in Exodus chapter 21 that still counts, even though we don't exercise death penalty, even though God hasn't exercised death penalty. He's patient. He's waiting. Jesus came and suffered and died and was buried, and on the third day rose again in fulfillment of the scriptures while everyone's waiting. And then Paul says this in Romans chapter 3. He says the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. And the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, there is no distinction. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All of us are on this side of the death penalty. And are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified as a free gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, as an atoning sacrifice by his blood, as a becoming the punishment that takes away our punishment by his blood, to be received by faith. Do you believe that Jesus died for your sin, and that if he didn't die for your sin, you'll pay for your sin, and that the wages of sin is death? Do you believe that? Because if you don't believe that Jesus died for your sin and took away your sin, then death is upon you. And today you must decide whether you'll face that possibility or whether you'll cry out and say, "God, please, in Jesus' name, forgive me."